Track 24.
Octopushing is often called underwater hockey because the basic idea of these two disciplines is quite similar. Octopushing was invented in England in 1954. The first global event, the Underwater Hockey World Championship, took place in Canada almost 30 years later in 1980. Now, how is underwater hockey played? The game takes place at the bottom of a swimming pool, where two teams try to push the puck, that is, the round flat piece of rubber, into their opponent's goal. The total number of players is 10, although, just like in ice hockey, only 6 players are allowed to play at the same moment, with the other 4 waiting to replace the players who need to take a breath. The puck is moved with short sticks, which can't be longer than 35 centimetres. This isn't much when you think of the almost 2-metre-long ice hockey sticks. Unlike an ice hockey match, which has 3 parts of 20 minutes each, an octopushing match is played in 2 halves, ranging from 10 to 20 minutes. Let's now take a look at other equipment which is used during an octopushing game.